We begin the current Dav, Masechtas Kedushin, Dav Zayin. We begin on the bottom line of Dav Amud Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous Dav, where the Gemara discusses different variations on the classic traditional way of creating a kesef, Kedushin of Kesef, which is generally the husband gives something worth value to a woman, and he says, Haret Mekudeshesli. Our Gemara discusses, as it continues from the previous Dav, different variations of that, if that's still considered a valid Kedushin. Amar Rava says, let's say the woman says to the man, 10 mana leplaini, usually it's the man gives the money to the woman. She says no. Give money to that person, as we continue on top of Zayin Ralph, the Ekodesh Loch, and by you giving the money to him instead of me, I will become engaged to you. And when this man gives the money to that person, he tells the woman, Hiskachi li, become engaged to me by me giving that man that money which you told me to give to him, says Rava Mukudashist. She's going to be engaged, even though she didn't even get anything of benefit from him to her. Rather, as she had told him, it went to someone else. Why? Midinarv. It's something that we learn now from the halachas of a guarantor, which we find in the Torah, that the guarantor becomes indebted to the lender, even though nothing came to him. From there, we could learn the halacha for this, the analogy to the halachas of Kedushin. As the Gemara explains, Ariv, what we find by a guarantor is, Lav afagav, isn't it that even though deloy matiano liode, he doesn't get any benefit from this loan? He's just a guarantor. Yet komisha benavshe, we find that he can make himself indebted to the lender by the benefit of the borrower, who he's saying, lend the money to that guy and I'll make myself indebted. Hayetzanami, this woman is the same thing. Avagav deloy matiano liode, even though she's not getting any personal benefit, she could make herself indebted and become acquired, and on some level being owned by the, like in the case of the lender, to the lender. So too, she could do that to the husband. She could become meshubed and acquire herself to him by someone else getting the money, just like we find the same halacha by an arv. Another chiddush. Let's say he tells her, hey lech mana, here, he tells the woman, take money, vizkachi lepleini, and become engaged to someone else. A man is giving a woman money, says, I'm giving you money to become engaged to a different man. Now, as Rashi points out, obviously this man who's giving her the money is the shliach, is the agent of that other man, because he can't create kedushin for another man without his knowledge. It's just that he's using his own money to create the kedushin for that other person. Says Rava, mukudashas, she's going to be engaged, even though the money that is being given is not the money of the chassan, it's someone else giving the money. Where do we know this halacha from? Midin Eved Kenani, from the halacha of a non-Jewish slave, which the Mishnah tells us later on the Chav Beis Mabeis. The halacha is that an Eved Kenani really has none of his own money. So how can he go ahead and buy himself out from his owner? What he can do is he can buy himself out from money from other people, which is other people go ahead and give to the master money to redeem him. He thus is acquiring himself and goes out free, even though he hasn't spent any money to free himself, because it's money from other people. Still, it's like he's buying himself and he can go out free. So therefore, the Gemara explains, Evet Kenani, like we find by the non-Jewish slave, Lav Afagav, even isn't it even though, Deloy Kochasar Beloy Midi, he's not losing anything when he's buying himself. Yet, Kokoni Nafshi, since still he's buying himself. In other words, it's as if he's purchasing himself, even though he's not really giving any money. Hai Gavri Nami, so the same thing is here by the Mishaleach, meaning by this other guy, the Chasan. Avagav like a Chasan Leimidi, even though he's not losing anything, although traditionally he does, he gives the money to the woman. Here, he's not giving anything to the woman. Yet, Kokona Lola Hayitza, still he could acquire that woman, just like we find by the Eved Kenani, where he could acquire something, specifically himself, even though he's not giving the money. Someone else is giving the money. So here's the same thing also. He could acquire the woman, even though he's not giving the money. Now, the Rabbi says a third case, which combines these two ideas. Let's say the woman says, 10 money leplaini. She says to the chassan, the one that wants to engage her, she actually says to a man, she says, give money to that person, vakadish ani loy, and thereby I'll become engaged to that person. Meaning, because of the money that you're giving to him, with that, I'll become engaged to him. So explains Rava, Mukadeshes Midin Shneim. Now she is engaged to that person through a combination of these two chedushin that we said, of the halacha of Ariv, of a guarantor, and of the halacha of an Eved Kenani, of a non-Jewish slave. We could learn this idea. As the Gemara explains, Ariv, we know this from the halacha of a guarantor, where lav afagav de lekomate anoliyadi, like we said, even though the guarantor doesn't get any personal benefit, yet komesha benavshi, he can make himself indebted to the lender, as if the lender owns him in that regard. Sahayitzinami, this woman is the same thing. Afagav de lekomate anoliyadi, even though she doesn't get any personal benefit, this man's not giving her any money, it's going to that other man. Komekanya nafshi, still she could acquire herself to someone else, even though she's not getting anything out of it, because it's based on what she had said for it to be done. Now, but the problem is, midami, is it comparable to the case of a guarantor? By an arv, by a guarantor, haide kokoni lei, the one that's acquiring the guarantor, the one who's getting, the arv is being meshabed himself, making himself indebted. Who's getting, well, who is he indebting himself to? To the lender. So the one that he's making himself indebted to, at least kochasim amayna, he's losing money. He's investing something. Now, although he's investing with the laiva, but he's losing some money. Now, so it's in regards to such an area where we say that, okay, the arv can make himself meshubah to that lender. But the problem is, high gavra, this case is not analogous exactly to the case of arv. Because here, that guy, meaning this third party, there's a man and a woman that's having an exchange, and there she's saying, give the money to that guy. And she said, by your giving money to that guy, I'll become engaged to him. That guy, he's going to be acquiring this woman. Now, that's analogous to the case of Arv, but he's not losing anything. How could she make herself meshubet to that man to be acquired by him? Yeah, that works from Arv, but the problem is, the case of Arv is at least that the one she's making her, the one that the Arv is making himself meshubet to, which is the lender, is losing something, is giving something, is giving some money over here. So thereby, there could be transactional where I could be meshabed myself even though I'm not getting down. But here, that guy, he's not even giving anything. It's this other guy that's giving money to him, and through that, what she tells him what to do, she's being meshabed herself to that guy. How does that work? So that is Evet Kanani Yechich. That's where the other halacha comes in and proves by the halacha of the non-Jewish slave. Where the loy kachasim amayna, the non-Jewish slave, who he's acquiring something, even though he's not losing anything, which is the equivalent of what the malva is. The malva at least is losing, but the Evet Kanani is getting something from a medium, but not through spending any of his own money, and yet still v'kokoni nafshe. So we see that you can go ahead and acquire something from someone else, even though you're not spending the money yourself. Now, the problem is, b'midami, is it comparable to Evet Kanani? Hasam hachta komakne, there at least, by the one who is giving over the acquisition. In other words, the owner of the slave, who's being makna, the slave, to freedom, who's giving him to himself, at least kokoni, he's at least acquiring the money that he's receiving that other people are paying for his redemption. However, hach over here in this case, hai itzo kumakanya nafsha. Here, who's giving over the thing that's being acquired? The woman is giving over herself to this man. V'loy kukanya v'loy midi, and she's not getting anything out of it. It's not exactly like the case of Evet Kanani. You're right, in regards to the fact that someone could acquire something without spending money, that we do find. But the one who's giving over that acquisition, which is the woman, that's not analogous to the case of the Evet Kanani, because at least there by the Evet Kanani, the one that's giving him over to himself, he didn't spend any money, but other people are paying. At least he's getting some money. Here, the woman's not getting anything herself by giving herself over to that person. So that's what Arav Yechich, the case of the guarantor, proves that component. Where yes, avagav delegamati anoliyade, even though the one who's giving themselves over to other people is not getting any pleasure, still meshab de nafshi, we find that that's what the guarantor does, because it's based on what they said. So it's the combination of these two halachas that tells us for this third case that if the woman says to a man, give money to him, and through your giving money to him, which I'm telling you to do that, I'm willing to make myself meshubid, that is from the halacha of Arav. And the fact that that man could gain a kedushin, can gain a kinyan from this woman, even though he's not spending money, that, because the other man's giving the money to him, that will work, again, based on the principle of Evet Kanani, where we find that someone could acquire something without spending any of their own money. Now, Bayi Rava asked regarding the following case. Let's say the woman says, hey, lich mana, take this money, ve'ekadosh ani loch, and I'll be engaged to you. In other words, she's giving him money, and he's receiving money from her. And then he tells her, I want you to be mekudesh to me through the money that you're giving me. Maha, what's Allah over there? So Ammar Zuch Mishmeder of Papa, he says, mekudeshes, she's engaged. As the Gemara will explain the reasoning for this. Now, first the Gemara asked, and this is in the process of explaining this halacha, Amalei Rav Ashi Lamar Zutra, he asked, Im Kain, if that's the case, Havalei Nechasim Sheyesh Laham Machrayis. Essentially, you know what's happening according to the way you're creating this Kedushin? It's like having properties that have liability to them, which is a reference to Karka, generally called Nechasim Sheyesh Laham Machrayis. There's always responsibility to it because it's always going to be there. It's always something that you could collect from it. It's always not something that gets lost. Now, a person in halacha is equated to the halachas of karkois, which for our practical purposes, the thing that's being acquired over here is the woman. Now, because as the pasuk says, Mikra Chafei, it says, V'esnachaltem oitzim l'reshes achuza, as Rashi says, where we find that an eved, which is a person, is inherited like your inheritance of the land. So we see that there's an equation between the person and land. So we see that a person is considered nechasim sheyesh l'machrayis, just like land is called that, so too a person has that same halachic status. Now, so for our purposes, it's the woman being acquired by the chasim. Now, but the way you describe the case is niknin im nechasim she'en le'machrayis. Turns out that the woman, who is nechasim she'esh le'machrayis, is being acquired to the man through the medium of a different, which is her giving him money, which that's metatlin, that's movable. That's something that there is no liability for, because it's movable, it could get lost, it gets stolen. Where what essentially is that if a person sells or gives to another person two things, let's say land and the movable items, metatlin. Now, if someone is going to draw the metatlin, which again in our case is the husband is taking the money from the woman, and through that he wants to acquire the woman, which in halach it's like acquiring the karka with that, through the drawing of the metatlin, if that's the case, because that's essentially what's happening over here, because that's how she's becoming acquired to him, by her giving him money, so by him getting the metatlin, he's then getting the karka. But we learned in the Mishnah later on, Chavav Amar Alf, that says it's exactly the opposite. It doesn't work that way. It has to be the opposite. It's nechasim she'ein lahem achrayis, properties that don't have responsibility, meaning metatlin, they could be niknin nechasim she'esh lahem achrayis. They could be acquired through the medium of acquiring properties that do have responsibility, meaning with land. In other words, you have to acquire the land in one of the ways that the Mishnah there discusses that you could acquire it, either bekesser with money, or b'shtar, or with a document, or b'chazaka, which is creating a chazaka, which is either closing closing a door, or making a fence, or making a breach, which when you acquire the land, through that, what's called kinyan agav, you then, through that, acquire the metatlin, even though you didn't do any kinyan on the metatlin per se. But the way you're describing it and you're saying that it is going to be Mukadesh's, essentially it's the opposite over here, and that doesn't work. You can't be acquiring the woman, which is Nechasim Sheyesh L'Machrayis, through the money, which is Metatlin, which is Nechasim Sheyesh L'Machrayis. So Amalei, so Mazut responded to Ravashi, he says, Mi Savit Amalei Agav? Did you think that the way I was saying that it's going to be Mukadesh's is through the Kenya of Agav, meaning by him acquiring the money, which is Metatlin? Then through that, he'll acquire the karka without doing a kinyan on the woman through the kinyan of agav? No, it's a whole different principle over here. Hacha ba'adam chashav askin. Here we're talking about a very respectable, distinguished man who usually doesn't accept gifts from people. Now, debahi hano, and this is similar to the halacha we mentioned in the previous daf of hanos milva, with that benefit, that pleasure, to come a kabul matonimina, that he had received a gift from her. In other words, she would have been willing, and this is important, to give a pruta, to give a certain, the minimum amount of money to a person, to appease this guy to receive the gift from her. That's how much she would gain by giving it. She wants him, more than him taking it, she wants her to give it to him. So with that gain, which has monetary value right now, and that's the monetary value that he's giving her by accepting the gift from her, gamra umakan nafsha. It's through that she concluded and she is willing to acquire herself to him. So it's not because through the money, then, oh, he's acquiring one thing, so with that he could acquire another thing. That wouldn't work. It's actually something that he's giving her. What's he giving her? She's giving him. No, he's giving her. Because since he's an Adam Chashev, and he normally wouldn't take, and they feel so good giving it, that pleasure is how she's becoming acquired to him, and that's why she's Mukadeshes. Now, the Gemara returns to what we had mentioned before, that Itma Nami Mishm Idi Rava, it was also said in the name of Rava, in other words, that we had mentioned previously from Rava, that learns out the halachas of Kedushin, either from the halachas of Arif, from a guarantor, so too from the halachas of Eved Kenani, and then we had a third case which combines the two principles. So it was said over the name of Rava that V'chein Le'inyim Emayna, that he says similarly the same concept regarding monetary law, which, for example, we have all these three applications that he says, if let's say someone tells somebody that someone's selling someone the field, and he tells him, look, give the money to that guy, and through you giving it the money to him, my field will be sold to you. So that's going to work from the lachas of Arif, where a person could be meshabed, could be maknas something, by them not themselves receiving money, but by someone else that they designated should get the money. So too, a second case would be, if let's say someone says here, take this money, and through that, my field will be sold to somebody else. So that other person will have acquired the field through the lochas of Eved Kenani, which is again that someone else could give him the money, and thus the other person acquiring it. And the third case would be, if someone says to someone else, here, give money to that person, and through your giving money to him, my field will be acquired to him, so we're both gifting to him, that will work through both of these principles together, which is Arif, that you could be meshabed yourself without getting anything in return. And moreover is that you could actually have that the other person getting it, even though he's not spending any money, which was those two principles of Eved Kenani and of Arif. Now the Gemara says, Utsrich, and it was necessary to say that Rava's halach applies both by Kedushin, to learn out from these halachic principles of Arif and Eved Kenani, and by Mamanus. Because the Yashmin Kedushin, had we only said it, as we said it previously regarding Kedushin, we would think that although it's somewhat of a lesser than traditional type of Kinyan, because you're not doing the one person giving the money and the other one then acquiring the thing. It's variations of that. It's lower down in the sense of someone else is getting the money, someone else is getting the kinyan. Now, you would think it works by kedushin, mishum deha itza nichala, because a woman prefers to become acquired by the chasin, b'kol dehu, even with the most minute, the lowest level type of a kinyan, which is, as we explained, even with this, like, tevis anah, just the benefit that she gets that you gave it to someone else, which she's not even getting anything. How could she acquire herself like that? There has to be some type of a kinyan. Okay, just that benefit that you gave it to someone else, it's a low-level kinyan because I'm not really getting anything, but we would think it would work by kedushin. Why? Could the Resh Lakish, like Resh Lakish says, because the Am Resh Lakish, tavla mesav tandu, which rhymes, it's better for a woman to have two bodies, which means to say herself and her husband, even if it's just for companionship, milamesav armalu, than sitting like a widow, sitting just by herself. So by kedushin, she really wants to get married. So, but there has to be a kinyan. So even the lowest level kinyan should be willing to acquire herself with that. My name aloy, but regarding monetary law, where no one's giving anything away for free, we would think that such a low level kinyan wouldn't work. That's why we had to say it applies even by monetary law. Now the other way is true too. V'yashmin v'mayna, had we only said regarding monetary law, we would think mishum di'isyohev le'mechila, because by at least by money, it's something that is appropriate for a person to be forgiving. You could give things away for free. You're allowed to. Now, therefore, we would say that fine, I'll sell this to you. I'll give this to you if you just give it to that person, because monetary law, you could do that. You don't have to get anything in return. Of a kedushin name aloy, but by kedushin I would say that no, because you cannot make yourself mekudeshes through mechila. You have to actually get something from the husband. That's what we learned at kikach ish isha. When the man gives something, we said he has to actually be giving her something. So we would think maybe that's not giving anything. She didn't get anything. It's just this other person that God. Tzricha, that was necessary to say that applies by kedushin too. That it is, there is a monetary value that she got, what's called teivas anah, the benefit of that she was able to tell you where these funds should be earmarked, who should go to. That she would have given, it has a monetary value of a pruta, so that's considered that she got something, and therefore she is mekudeshes. Continuing on different variations regarding the kinyan of kedushin, Amar Rava, he says, let's say a man tells to a woman, hiskachi li lechatziyai, I want you to be engaged to half of me. Says Rava, mekudeshes, she's engaged. But let's say he tells her, chetzieich mekudeshes, li half of you, he tells the woman, is engaged to me, in the mekudeshes, then she's not engaged. Abai asked Rava, Maishna chetzich mekudeshesli. Why is it any different, the case when you said, when he tells her, half of you is engaged to me, de'ein mekudeshes, why would that be? Why wouldn't she be engaged? Because very simply, Isha amrachman, the Torah says, kikach ish isha, when a man takes a woman, which means to say, v'loi chatzi isha, not taking half of a woman. That doesn't work. But if that's the case, achanami ish amrachman, the Torah says, a man, it says, kikach ish, when a man takes a woman, v'loi chatzi isha, not a half a man. Why did you say when he says that you should be engaged to half of me that does work? So Amalei, so Rabbi said to Abaya, Hachi Hashta, can you compare the two cases of half the woman or half the man? Hasam over there by the woman, it's a lebetre, a woman to be married to two men, loy chazir, is not fit. She can't be married to two men. Now therefore, this man who only engaged half of her, which essentially he was saying that the other half of you is left over for what? For another man, that's not feasible. And therefore, she's not even engaged to him because it was saying that as if she could be only half engaged to him, which is not valid. A woman has to be totally engaged to a man. But Elagava, but regarding a man, when he says, you're engaged to half of me, milechaz lebeitre, according to biblical law, isn't he fit to marry two women? He is. And this is actually what he's telling her. That if I want to marry another woman, this I'm going to get married to another woman. That's all he's saying when it's half to me. So she is engaged to half of him because the other half of him is going to be engaged to another woman. Doesn't really mean that, but that's what he's trying to say. That fits. But by the woman, there is no half because she cannot get engaged to another man. And therefore, by chetzyeh doesn't work, but chetzyeh it does work. Now, however, what the Gemara, however, does ask is Omali Mazutra Beridra of Mari LeRavina says, regarding the case of when he tells her, half of you should be engaged to me, we said, that doesn't work, because that's only half, and the other half is still left over, and that's not appropriate, because she can't get engaged to another man. But on that, ask the Gemara, but v'nifshatu la kedushi bekula. Actually, when he tells her, half of you is engaged to me, that kedushin, which is a terminology of hektish, as if it has the same halachic principles, should manifest throughout her body. So although he said, half of you, as the Gemara will prove, even when you say only part of something becomes hektish, it actually manifests throughout the whole body. If that's the case, then it's like saying all of you, and then it should be a kedushin. Because as the Gemara says, mi leitanya didn't really know braisa ha'omer, if someone says, ragla shel zu oila, the leg of this animal should be a carbon oila, a totally burnt sacrifice in the Mizbeach. Says the braisa, tehikula oila, the whole animal becomes an oila. Now, moreover, says the Gemara, v'afil l'man d'ama ein kula oila, even according to the opinion, which this is machlekes mesechtes tamura, which says that in that case, when you say the leg of an animal is an oila, the whole animal does not become an oila. That explains the Gemara, hanamili, that was only talking about, hecha demakdish davar she'en aneshama t'luya boy, only if what he sanctified in part of the animal was something that the soul of the animal doesn't depend on, meaning you could cut off the leg of the animal and could technically still survive. So that's why that opinion holds that it's not going to be the whole animal as sanctified. Aval, but makdish davash haneshama teluya boy. But if let's say the part of the animal that he sanctified is something that the life of the animal depends on, which means say if you cut away that part, it would die. Havikula oila. There, everybody agrees the whole animal would be an oila. So here we're saying half of you, which is going to include part of that the woman's body depends on. You can't cut off half a person for sure. According to everybody, it should manifest throughout the woman. So why, by the case of chetzich, it should not mukadeshes? Which essentially, when you're saying half of something is mukadeshes, it's like saying the whole thing is mukadeshes because it's mispashit. So why isn't she engaged? I think more answers. Me dummy, is the case of that brisa with the animal comparable to the woman? Hasam behema, there it's by an animal. Now, what does that mean? The animal is owned by the owner of the animal. Now, so therefore, nothing is holding back the ability of that kedusha that he did on that part of the animal for being mispashit, from manifesting throughout the whole animal, because based on his wording, yes, if it's something that, especially according to everybody, let's say neshama shana t'luya, but it's essentially the whole thing that's becoming kaddish. So the whole thing will become kaddish. But hacha, but here by the case of the woman, das acheres, there's someone else over here that's a human being and is just as an owner over her, which will hold back the validity as much as him. Because if the woman doesn't want, it's not going to be a kedusha. Now, this woman only consented to what he told her, which was half of you is engaged to me. So therefore, she agreed to half of her. So therefore, although let's say by his animal, automatically would go, but that's because it only depends on his words and his words would manifest. But here it's her words that also play a role. I only agreed to half. So therefore, it's not going to manifest because of her consent. As the Gemara actually says, Hale damia el laha da am Rabbi Yechon, actually to the contrary, it would only be comparable to what Rabbi Yechon had said, which we see the same idea that when there are two different parties involved, that it doesn't automatically manifest. As Rabbi Yechon says, Behema shel shnei shutfin, when you have an animal that's owned by two partners, which again, you have over there a different das, not just one owner, you have two owners over there. There we do not say that if one of the partners is going to be Mekadosh part of it, that the whole thing is going to be manifest. So for example, in the case that Rabbi Yechon describes as Hikdish Chetzia, if let's say one of the owners makes what he owns Kaddish, which is only half the animal. Now, so since that's not going to be manifest, because there's someone else that's the owner and he has a Sid just as much as you, now even if a Chazer B'Lach, what Rabbi Yechon says is even if that owner who already was Mekadosh half of it, goes there and purchases the other half, Vikdish, and then he's Makdish the other half, Kedosha, the whole animal will be sanctified because he did half and then the other half, but Ve'ena Kareva. actually that animal is not going to be able to be sacrificed as a carbon oil. Now, the reason being is because originally, when he sanctified that half of the animal, it wasn't fit to be sacrificed because all he sanctified at that point was half the animal. Actually, in halacha, what's going to be required is he's going to have to sell this animal, and then he's going to have to bring with that money another carbon oil in its place. So it's not brought as a carbon. Moreover, v'isa temura, it is sanctified. So if, let's say, you do what's called the temura, which you say that you try to transfer its sanctity to another animal, what ends up happening is that not only does this animal retain its sanctity, but that other animal now gets the same sanctity too. And therefore, says Rabbi Yechonim, b'temurasa kayetzaba, the animal that you tried switching it to, which gets that same sanctity too, has the same halachic status, which it also cannot be brought as a carbon, because where is it? What's the origin of its sanctity that it was getting from this animal is what's called a kedusha dechuya, from already a rejected sanctity, because as we said, that animal itself cannot be brought as a carbon. So this other carbon, this other tamur, also cannot be brought as a carbon. So what one thing we see, as the Gemara is showing, that it's exactly like Rabbi Yechonin's halacha, where it's not going to be mispashed, because there's another owner. So too, by the case that we were discussing, is the same idea like by Rava, which is that, yeah, if he's Mekadosh, an animal that he owns, fine, it'll be Mespashet. But since here, there's two people that play a role. There's the man and the woman, and he was on Mekadosh Chatzis, so that he has that's what he was Mekadosh, which again doesn't work. The other half is not going to be Mespashet, because you have the other person that has a day or two that has something to say, which is the woman herself, and she didn't agree to more than half, so that's why it's not going to be. Now, one thing the Gemara says from this halacha of Rabbi Yechonin, that Shema Min Atlas. We learn actually three halachas that are pertinent to the halachas of rejected kedushas, which is called Dechiyah, from this halacha of Rabbi Yechonin, as the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis. Shema Min Atlas, first of all, one thing that we hear from his halacha is that Bali Chaim Nidachim, that living animals could be rejected from the sanctity of kedusha. In other words, what that means to say is if they're rejected, that Dechiyah, that rejection is eternal. You can't ever go ahead and bring this animal as a carbon. Now, the chiddush of this is, because there actually is an opinion brought in Masechet Yesumim Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, that dechiya, rejection, only happens after it was slaughtered. But if it's still alive and it was rejected, then when it becomes later appropriate and fit, then it could be brought as a carbon. Which, as Rashi points out, according to that mandama, this animal actually would be able to be brought as a carbon when you go ahead and then purchase the other half of the partner and then you sanctify that. That opinion actually would hold. It's not rejected, because it was still alive, and since by the time you slaughtered it, it was all sanctified, you actually could bring that as a carbon. But Rabbi Yechonin holds not. It is rejected even when it's alive. The second chiddush is, the shmamin that we hear is that dichui mi'ikara hava dichui. Even if it, from its inception, when you sanctified it, it wasn't fit to be brought as a carbon, it was initially rejected. From its inception, its kedusha was a flawed kedusha, it's still going to be considered a rejection, which can never be brought as a carbon. Now, this is in spite of the fact that there is a different opinion, Masechta Sukkot of Lama Gimel Mabeis, that argues and says that no, being rejected is only if it was at one point a valid Kedusha. Then rejected, then it's rejected. But if it was from its inception rejected, you can't reject something that wasn't yet fit, it wasn't viable in the first place. They would hold actually that if it then becomes fit again, it actually would be fit and it wouldn't be rejected. But Rabbi Yechonin disagrees and holds, even though in this case, from when he was originally being Makdashit, it was only half the animal. From its inception was a dichui, it's considered, even though dichui mi'ikara, it's considered a rejection. And the third chiddush is that b'shma mina, that we infer that yesh dichui, there is halachic status of rejection in an animal, even b'damim, even if it's only in monetary sanctity. In other words, even though its sanctity wasn't even the physical in the animal, only in its money, like this case. Because originally, when he sanctified it, it was only for its value, half the animal's value, which was to sell it and then be makdish half of that monies, because it wasn't fit to be sacrificed when he was makdish, because you cannot sacrifice half an animal, the half is chul and half is hekdish. And still in spite of that, Rabbi Yechonin said that it takes effect on it, the halachas of dichui, to reject it, that it can never be brought on Mizbeach forever, and that we do not say that dichui is only by something that on a physical level was sanctified, and then it becomes not fit, that would be rejection. We see that even if the monetary aspect was not fit, that already rejects it from the animal being brought as a carbon, even though it was only in the money rejection and not in the physical part of the animal itself. Those are three chidushim that we learn per Meirchen's halacha again, which we brought in to illustrate the halacha of Rava, that when you say chetz yeich, it's not mispashal like by an animal, because there's another day, or there's someone that has an opinion here too, which is the woman, which withholds the ability of it being mispashal automatically to the rest of the woman. Continuing on this topic, the Gemara says, "Bai Rava." Rava asked, "Chetz yeich bechatzi pruta." Let's say he tells the woman, "I want half of you to be engaged to me with a half a pruta," which is not valid. You need to have at least a pruta's worth to be mekadosh the woman. And then he says, "Vechetzi bechatzi pruta." And then he says, "I want the other half of you to be engaged to me with a half a pruta." Ma, what's aloch in that case? As the Gemara explains, "Kiven de amala chatzi pruta." Since he said that I want to engage half of you with a half a pruta, so paska. So he has essentially cut the two halves of the woman. It's like that he's been mekadosh her halfway, which doesn't work, as we mentioned before, because although he ends up doing the other half, but halves don't work. Or maybe, no, although he mentioned half a pruta and another half a pruta, which seemingly is doing it in halves, no, he was just counting. In other words, his first part of the statement where he said half of you to be engaged with a half a pruta was going on what he's going to end off, which wasn't halfway, because obviously you cannot be mekadosh a woman no matter what way with a half a pruta, because it's not typhus kedushin. So really he was just counting. He says, okay, let me see how much money I have. I have a half a pruta, okay, that's half of you. Oh, I got another half a pruta, that's the other half of you. Okay, so he's been mekadosh with the whole woman with one pruta. That's the question. Is it halves, which doesn't work, or was he just counting towards the whole pruta? Now, says Rava, Imtim Tzalayman, if you're going to say Mayna B'Haylecho, he was just counting towards the pruta, and therefore it's one kinyan of the whole woman, and therefore it's a valid kedushin. But let's say the following case. Let's say he says Chatzi, half of you, not like the previous case with a half a pruta, but half of you bepruta, with one pruta, v'chatzich bepruta, and the other half of you to be later today with another pruta. Maho, what's aloch in that case? So that the Gemara explains, kiven de amala bepruta pruta, since he said each half with a pruta, well, there for sure, paske lemilse. There he was for sure cutting up the halves. In other words, that his intention originally was to be mekadosh only half of her, because he was doing it with something that could be Tevis Kedushin, which was a pruta, because he made the mistake. He thought you could engage half a woman. Oidelmor, maybe then, no. Kol b'yayme, whatever is on that same day, since his intention was to conclude the Kedushin that day, mayne v'haylechu, he was just counting. He was thinking, how much money do I have? I know the minimum is a pruta, but let me see. Okay, I have one pruta. Okay, that's half of you. I really want to do two prutas. Oh, and then late in the day, finds another pruta. Oh, now he finished it. But really, he was just counting towards the full kedushin, which was to do it in one shot, which was to end later that day in regards to the second pruta. And if you're going to take even that option and say that, yeah, even though it was a pruta and a pruta, and it was in different times, half and half, still his intention was to just get the rest of the money, but really it was to do it in one shot, and it wasn't engaging the woman in halves, and therefore it's a valid kedushin. What's the halacha in chetzich bepruta hayoyim? Let's say he says, I want to engage half of you with a pruta today, v'chetzich bepruta l'machar, and I want to engage the other half of you with a pruta tomorrow. Ma, what's the halacha in that case? As the Gemara explains, kiven de'amalo l'machar paska, since he said tomorrow, okay, that's for sure not counting towards anything, because it's different days. So he's definitely splitting it up into two halves, so that's not going to be valid. Because A, it's with a pruta, which you could create a kedushin, it's taifis with it, and you're doing halves, and the other half is tomorrow, so that's not a valid kedushin. Or maybe this is what he's telling her. Kedushin maschulu maha'idna. I want the kedushin process to start today. I don't want it to conclude until tomorrow. I'm not doing it halves. We're starting today. We made up. We want to get engaged with two prutas. Today I only have a pruta. So okay, half of you is engaged today. Not because he wants to do half. We're starting. We're filling up the red lines. Tomorrow, when I get the other pruta, then the other half will be finished. And therefore, it will be a valid kedushin. That's the question. Another question is, let's say he tells her, Shnei chatzoyach bepruta. Mahu, what's halacha if he tells her, I want to engage your two halves with a pruta? As the Gemara explains, Hachavad bechadzim no kamala, here for sure he's telling her to happen at one time. So even though he says it in halves, but he's engaging the whole heart with a pruta, so it's going to be valid kedushin. Or maybe that no, a woman cannot be engaged with halves at all. The pasuk says, Isha, a whole woman. And here you're not engaging a whole woman. Yes, you're getting two halves, which is a whole, but it's two halves. And that's not a valid Isha. It's Chatzi Isha plus Chatzi Isha doesn't make it as one woman. And therefore, it's not going to be a valid Kedushin. Says the Gemara, take with that it stands. It's not clear, regardless of all these questions, are they going to be considered a whole Isha, one Kedushin, which would make it valid? Or are they halves, which are going to make it in parts, and therefore it's not going to be a valid Kedushin? Continuing on this theme, the Gemara says, Bayi Rava. Rava had the following question. Shtei b'noi sayich l'shnei banai. If one father says to another father, I want to engage your two daughters to my two sons, which, as Rashi points out, his two sons are adults. They just told their father that you can be in charge, you can be our shliach, to get us engaged to the girls that you think are appropriate for us. Bipruta. So he tells this other father, you have two daughters, I have two sons, I have one pruta. Ma, what's the halacha? As the Gemara explains the question. Pastor Neisnu Mekabalaz Linan, do we go based on the giver and the receiver for Ikema Maina? And there is the minimum amount for Kedushin, which is a pruta. Because there's one man giving to another man a pruta to create Kedushin, and therefore that's valid. We go after the ones who are actually getting engaged, not the ones giving the money. And the ones that are getting engaged are two boys and two girls, Valleka. And one pruta is not enough for two boys getting engaged to two girls. Take your letter stand. It's not clear when it says Kiikach Ish Isha that he has to give a pruta. Now, that is happening, that the one who's giving the money to the one who's receiving is giving a pruta. But do we go based on them, or do we go based on the effect, which are who's getting engaged, and there it's going to come out, each one's getting a half a pruta, and it's not going to be enough. Another case, Bayra Papa. He asks, Bitcha uparascha bepruta maho. What if a man tells to another man, your daughter and your cow, I want to acquire with a pruta. What's halacha? As the Gemara explains the question. Mi amrina, do we say that what's he saying? Bitcha bechatzi pruta. He's saying, okay, I'm giving you a pruta for two things. So your daughter, I'm getting for half a pruta. Uparoska bechatzi pruta. And your cow for a half a pruta. Which is not valid, because a woman's only mekudeshes with a pruta. Oidimo, or maybe no. He's saying, bitcha bepruta. Your daughter I'll get for a pruta. And the reason being is because a person knows that a woman's not mekudeshes less than the pruta. And regarding the cow, that the pruta wasn't regarding the cow. Rather, uparoscha b'meshicha. Your cow, I'm going to acquire through drawing it to me, which is a different kenyan. And therefore, maybe that is going to be valid kedushin. That says, I'm going to take what it says. It's not clear when he's saying a pruta for both. Does he mean that each one get half of that, which is not valid? Or the pruta for the woman and the cow is going to be with meshicha? Similarly, Boy Ravashi says, bitcha v'kar ka'acha b'pruta mahu. Similarly, the same type of a case. When he says, your daughter and a piece of land for a pruta, what's halacha? Same thing. Bitcha b'chatzi pruta v'karka'acha b'chatzi pruta. Is that he's saying that your daughter is half the pruta and the land is other half a pruta, which is not valid? Oidema, or maybe bitcha b'pruta v'karka'acha b'chazaka, that the daughter is with the money. The land I'm going to be acquiring, that's with chazaka, when I'm going to be machzik in it. And I'm going to do something regarding the benefit of the land, which is a chazaka, that's how I'm going to be acquiring it, and therefore, but the Kedushin will have the whole pruta. Take your let it stand. Now the Gemara brings the following halacha, which is a machloikis. Hu gavra de'akdish bishiroi. Regarding a man that engages a woman with a piece of silk. Rabba amma loy tzrichi shuma. Rabba says, it doesn't have to be evaluated before the kedushin, that for the assessors to look at it, before the woman receives it, to create a kedushin. Whereas Rav Yosef amma tzrichi shuma. Rav Yosef says, no, it has to be evaluated beforehand. And since it wasn't evaluated beforehand, she's not going to be mekudeshes, as the Gemara will explain. There's actually two different lishonos, two different versions in the Gemara regarding what are they disputing. So the Gemara first explains, Ida amala b'choldehu, if he tells her that whatever this value of the silk is, I don't know, you don't know, whatever the value is, I want you to be engaged to me. Says the Gemara, kule amalei pligi delei tzricha shuma. No one's going to disagree that there doesn't have to be an evaluation on this piece of silk, because everybody knows it's definitely not worth less than the pruta. So it has the minimum value for kedushin. Everyone would agree it's going to be a valid kedushin. Moreover, ida amala chamshin, if he tells her that I want to get engaged to you with a value of 50 zuz, and I'm giving you this piece of silk in place of 50 zuz, and b'loy shavu chamshin, and let's say it's not worth 50 zuz, so says the Gemara, halei shavu, so it's not worth 50 zuz. So of course, in that case, it's not going to be a valid kedushin according to everybody, because it was based on the premise that it's worth 50, and it's not. Ki pligi, the dispute between Rav Yosef and Rabba is the amar chamshin v'shavu chamshin, is where he says, I want to be mekadesh you with a value of 50 zuz, and he's giving her the piece of silk in that place. And it actually turns out that it is worth 50 zuz, but it wasn't evaluated by professionals beforehand. So what's the machlekes? Rabba amar lo tzrichi shuma, says you don't have to evaluate it. The shavu chamshin is worth 50. What's the difference? It fulfilled the halachic obligations. But Rabbi Yisav Amar Tzrich Yishumi says it has to be evaluated. And because you didn't, it's not going to be a valid Kiddushin. Why? Even the Itza Loi Beki B'Shuma, since a woman, she's not proficient in evaluation. She has no clue if this is 50 Zuz. Loi Samcha Daita. So that's a halachic problem. Because that means to say she's not relying, she's not dependent, she's not really all in into the Kiddushin because she doesn't really know if I'm really getting what was promised to me. And therefore, Rav Yosef holds, it has to be evaluated. If it's evaluated, and the evaluator says, we're 50, Shalom Yisrael, make a lechaim, we're engaged. But up until then, she's not really all in, and it's not going to be a valid Kiddushin. That's one version of their machlekes. Ikad Amri, there are those that say a different version. And that is, even if he tells her, b'chol duhu, even if he says, look, let's get engaged. I'm not saying, I don't know how much this piece of silk is. Whatever it's worth, let's get engaged with it. It's definitely worth more than the pruta. Says the Gemara, Nami Pligi. Even in that case, they disagree. Why? Rav Yosef Amar, Shava Kesef HaReuka Kesef. Rav Yosef says that something that's worth money has the same halachic status as money itself. And that is because, regarding Kedushin, we know, as we learn out from a pasuk, that you can get engaged with money. Now, the Gemara later on tells us that something worth money has the same halachic status as money itself, whereas we learn that it says in the pasuk Yashiv, that you return, which tells you that something worth money will have the same halachas like money itself. So Rav Yosef says, so therefore you have to have the same halachas like money. What does that mean? Ma kesef, the kids, just like money, is clear, it's set, everyone knows its intrinsic value, because it's money, it's a dollar, whatever it is that it's worth. So therefore, as the Gemara continues, the top of Chesem and Av, says Rav Yosef, Av shav kesef nami dekaitz. So something worth money has to be something that's set. Because that's the way the Kedushin works. Kedushin works with Kesef. Like we learn it from Avraham Avinu with money, or with the Adin from the Amavriya. There's money over here. We know what money is. Now, Shava Kesef, a piece of silk will have the same halachas like money, but it has to be exactly like money. Which is just like money, we know exactly how much it's worth. The Shava Kesef, we have to know exactly how much it's worth. And therefore, according to the second version, holds that even if he says whatever it's worth, if we don't know the value, it will not create a Kedushin because it won't be exactly like Kesef.